All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we're talking again with Senior Product Marketing Manager Anna Chu in a unplugged session. So, Curtis, why don't you lead us off?
Yeah, nice to have you on, Anna. One of the things I'm interested in asking you is Microsoft's done a great job, in my mind, getting a lot of community resources out and available to help end users, IT pros, a number of different types of users. When it comes to Office 365, Microsoft Teams, in your mind, if someone's struggling with an issue or wants an answer to a question, what are some of the top two or three resources in the community that you'd recommend they go to?
Yeah, well, selfishly plugging the Microsoft tech community, because that's the tech the community that I own and manage, that would be a really great resource, especially for Office 365 and Microsoft Teams. There are some really thriving communities in there focused on those two products. And there's a great community of people, especially MVPs, who are there and able to answer any question that anyone can throw at them. Anyone who is a MVP is recognized as such because they have great technical knowledge. They also give back to the community a lot. And so they're usually the first to answer any question that is posed in the community. They're also very well read. So we have thriving blogs in the tech community, especially for Microsoft Teams and Office 365. Many people from the Microsoft product groups actually are writing those particular articles and responding to questions in those forums. So I highly recommend you join the Microsoft tech community if you haven't already. You'll recognize Microsoft employees with a blue ring around their profile, and for MVPs they have a green ring. So that makes it a little bit easier for you to recognize who's responding. And if you do love a response that's been made and you think it's the best response, there's a little button that you can click to say, hey, this is the best response, and they get recognized for that. And it also makes it easier for other people also experiencing that particular challenge or problem to easily find the answer as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and for those viewers who are familiar with TechNet, of course, this is the new, much improved TechNet. And what I really like is the way that the tech community, there's separate communities for each product within the one community. So you just have to register once, but you have access to all the different product groups.
Absolutely.
And so what is the kind of the best way to keep up to date with tech community? Because you have your, you know, the blog posts, you have the conversations. Mm-hmm. I know there's RSS. I've even written like a PowerShell script to just kind of give me an email digest.
Of course.
It's all, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many different ways. I think, but everyone has different preferences too. I am on Twitter a lot. So we have, the tech community has a Twitter handle. And if you wanted to follow us there, then you can go to @MST Community. We post a lot of our announcements as they are posted in the tech community. You can follow us there. But yes, as you mentioned, you can subscribe to RSS feeds as well. If you wanted to focus on specific communities, you can do that. You can just hit that subscribe button on the right-hand side. If you wanted to subscribe to every single blog, that's also possible as well. Just hit the, if you go to the blogs button at the top navigation, you can see all blogs that we ever publish in the tech community. I can't tell you how many blogs we post a day, but there's multiple. And on certain days, like certain weeks, like Microsoft Ignite or Build, we can post dozens, if not more than that, in the course of the week. So yeah, there's so many different ways for you to stay in touch on top of the tech community.
Yeah, especially if you're active, then it gets, you know, if you're always in there, then you'll start to see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then so I guess from, you know, from these other, you know, another type of community, I would call it, last year was the, I guess, the inaugural Ignite the Tour. And I guess I was just, I'm kind of curious as to, you know, sort of what the thought process behind building this new community tour event that, you know, is led and promoted by Microsoft to, you know, multiple countries around the world.
Yeah, we're really fortunate that Microsoft Ignite is a pretty well-known brand at this point. People know what it's all about. For a lot of people, it's a dream come true, a bucket list item, if you will, to go to Microsoft Ignite hosted in the US. But not everyone can afford the time or the price of admission to go to that particular event. So we wanted to bring the best of Microsoft Ignite to multiple cities around the world and meet the community where they are, right? There's a major sort of reunion effect that happens when we go to Orlando, because many of the same people come to Ignite every single year because it's just such a valuable event for them. It's great for community bonding. They want to be in the room when the announcements happen, that type of thing. But again, not everyone can be there. So what we do is we created a roadshow. It started off as being called the Tech Summits, if any of you are familiar with that term, but now it's Microsoft Ignite the Tour. And we boil it down to the core sessions that we want to deliver, because Microsoft Ignite the Tour is a two-day event, whereas Microsoft Ignite is 5 days. And we take the best of Ignite, we put it on the road, and we try our best to deliver in local language as best we can too, because we have to be as universal as possible. And so we've got our work cut out for us this year, because Microsoft Ignite the Tour, the first city stop is in Paris, and it's exactly a week after Orlando. So there'll be a lot of strange, a slight increase in the number of flights between Orlando and Paris than I think they've ever experienced before. So that should be really interesting. But we decide on the cities by trying to figure out, you know, where is the biggest market opportunity? Where is there a lot of need for people to learn about Azure, Microsoft 365 business applications, and go there? So we, last tour, we had, I believe, 14 cities on the tour, and this year we are hitting 30. It's wow. Crazy. Like, it's a lot. And in some cases we're going to a city every week, and it starts in November, it stretches out until May, I believe. I think we finish up in Stockholm. So it's going to be crazy. I'm not going to go to every single one of them. It's not because I don't want to, because for me, Ignite is such a whirlwind that I barely have time to stop and talk to the community. But I love going to the city stops on the tour, because it gives me a chance to actually have a bit more face-to-face time with the community, understand what's going on, understand what, you know, are the hot topics that are happening in your local city, and see what we can do as Microsoft to help out. So yeah, it's a really great event, and I highly encourage anyone who can see one of their cities on the tour to attend. It's a free event. That's the other bonus too, is that you don't have to pay. It makes it a lot easier. And the other thing I will mention, there's a reason behind that. We spend so much time and energy in making this content available to people, that we want to share it with the world, and we don't care. It's for us, like, the price of admission is cost recovery. It's not so much about for Ignite, rather. And to the point where, like, we even make all of the Ignite content available for on-demand streaming for free. You don't have to be a paying Ignite attendee in order to get access to that content. You can download all the decks on the tech community, can stream all of the recordings on the tech community as well, because the tech community is the official community for Microsoft Ignite and Microsoft Ignite the Tour. And so you may ask, why would someone want to go to any of these events in person? And I think all four of you will agree that community is one of the main reasons, is the fact that you can actually talk to a real person, have a dialogue with them, ask them questions about migration, or ask them about, you know, Kubernetes. It could be anything, like anything off the top of your head. And I'm sure we can find someone to pull into that conversation, answer that question right there and then, you know. So it's hugely valuable. And who knows, like that connection with someone that you met on the tour or at Ignite could be someone that could, you know, you could partner with on a podcast, and or you could, you know, meet up for to host a user group or attend a user group, you know. So lots of value that people can get by attending these events that are connected to community.
Yeah, definitely the networking side is huge for me to be able to meet. And you sometimes communicate with a lot of other people around the world through Twitter and other social medias, and it's nice to, you know, see them and speak to them face to face as well. So yeah, I definitely appreciate that value as well.
Yeah.
And I got to spend time at Ignite the Tour in Toronto. Mm. And I found it a fantastic experience for a lot of the reasons that we just talked about. I got to spend a lot of time in the hub answering questions about Microsoft Teams. And that one-to-one interaction is like we just talked about. It's great because it's just, you know, exactly that. You're dealing with question by question, person by person. Mm-hmm. And that interaction is special. And I also got to spend some time in at the Microsoft Learn booth where they kicked off the new Learn product. So that was something totally out of the box and out of my sort of subject matter expertise. But I had a great time because we had so many people coming to the booth wondering what it was all about. And, you know, the whole experience of just depositing all this wealth of knowledge into these like clickable resources that just allowed you to, you know, easily navigate and through in bite-sized chunks, much like we do this in this podcast, on any particular topic that you're interested in, and that content's constantly being evolved. Mm-hmm. But I guess my question would be, how was it received, you know, from others all around the world? Like what's been the feedback from the tour?
Yeah, the feedback from the tour, it's been really positive overall. I mean, people are very grateful that Microsoft is coming and putting on such a great show in all of these different cities. And we are doing our best to make sure that we have a good balance of content across all of the different products that we have. They love how accessible the experts are and the speakers are. Oftentimes, you know, a session will end and you'll see a line 10, 12 people deep lining up to ask the speaker questions, you know, and it's really great. Like these are all people who are learning or just trying to wrap their brains to figure out solutions to problems they're facing. And to just know that people from Microsoft are going to make themselves available is so great. Yeah, so it's only been positive for us. I think people also value that it's a gathering for opportunity for community as mm-hmm. well. And that's something that we're going to want to amplify for the next tour. We're looking to see what we can do to include more local user groups and local communities to be part of the event, give them the opportunity to be there over the 2 days, talk to attendees, potentially recruit other people to come along to their meetings. Because the thing is, like, once we stop in Toronto or any other city, we will go to the next city, but we don't want that learning and that connection to stop. So we want people to be grounded and know that there are local resources available to them. So I highly recommend if you run a local user group or a meetup, then absolutely when the call comes out, please respond and let us know that you'd love to be part of Microsoft Ignite the Tour. We'd love to host you. So, yeah.
Awesome. You probably just answered my follow-up, and that was, you know, if I went to Ignite in Orlando, why would I want to go to any of the Ignite the Tour locations? And I think that, you know, you just gave a great example of why. Mm-hmm. Are there other examples of why you might want to encourage folks that are able to go to their local Ignites?
Yeah, I mean, certainly getting a local contact from someone either in the community or the local Canadian office at Microsoft would be great. Being able to find the partners who are there in that local area too, who may specialize in a particular technology that you're interested in, and asking them about their offerings. There's Yeah. And ultimately, you know, if you already went to Ignite, it's just Ignite is such an overwhelming week. I don't know about you, but I feel like so many of my shoes, the soles have just been worn down for me walking from one end of the convention center to the other. And so there's this change of pace about the tour just because it's a little bit more relaxed. There's a little less FOMO because there's slightly less choice in the number of sessions that you can go to. If you missed out on going to that session in Orlando, then chances are that session will be repeated on the tour. So then, you know, you don't have that FOMO to deal with. Not only to add that all those sessions were recorded in Orlando anyway. So if you wanted to get a recap, you could totally do that.
Right.
Yeah, but I would highly recommend taking the time. At the same time, it's free. You don't have to pay. You just have to make sure that you can afford the 2 days out of that sure. working week to go. So, yeah, highly recommend.
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. So, I mean, thanks for coming on, Anna. I really appreciate that and answering some of the questions that the team has here. Again, thanks, everybody, for listening in. And hopefully we'll catch you on our next episode.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Anna.
Yeah, thanks, Anna.
Bye-bye.